Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on good character. Babu Husni al-Khuluqi. So today's hadith. An Abi Darda'i radiallahu anhu. An al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal. Ma min shay'in athqalu fi mizan al-abd al-mu'mini yawm al-qiyamati min husni al-Khuluqi. Wa inna allaha yubghidu al-fahish al-badi. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there will be nothing heavier in the scale of a believer on the day of Qiyamah than good character. Allah Ta'ala dislikes the one who is vulgar and foul-mouthed. First part of the hadith, there will be nothing heavier in the scale of a believer on the day of Qiyamah than good character. Allah Ta'ala dislikes the one who is vulgar and foul-mouthed. A person will bring various a'mal on the day of Qiyamah, various. Sometimes it will be sadaqah, sometimes it will be hajj, sometimes it will be umrah, sometimes it will be fasting, it will be a person's charity, it will be a person's speech, different things. In fact, on that day, according to one opinion, that Allah Ta'ala will give every action a physical form. So like how you can see goods that are stacked up here. Here we got some goods stacked up. Yeah, we got another section, we got other type of goods stack up. On a day of Qiyamah, the person will see his goods piled up. These are all my salah, this is all my charity, this is my kind words that I spoke, this is the other good acts that I have done, my salah, this is my tilawat of Quran. So he'll be able to see it like how you see it in a big warehouse, all the goods. A person will actually be able to see what goods or what amal that he has done. So this is one opinion. The other opinion, no, is Allah Ta'ala will make it such that it can be weighed without a physical form. But anyway, if we look at it in this light, that it has a physical form, then the thing that will be the heaviest there, from all the goods that we have, so to speak, all the amal, the heaviest amal on the scale, remember the value of an item on that day will be the weight of it. So it's not the size of it, the weight of it. So the most weightiest thing that we'll have to our credit there, the most valuable thing we'll have, is good akhlaq. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that the weightiest thing on the day of Qiyamah will be good akhlaq. In other words, the most valuable thing that you can have on that day is good character. Good character is such a beautiful thing that wherever it goes, it makes a person become beloved. People like a person with good akhlaq, good character. People sometimes mix up this good character. It means that a person must only smile and always be happy. Good character is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally happy, generally smiling. But there would be times when the person would tear also, there would be times when a person would be sad also, and there would be times when a person needs to get upset also, like we explained. When it comes for deeni matters, when it comes for things of deen, then a person gets upset. That is also part of good character. When there is opportunity or a reason for a person to be upset, and he's not upset, that doesn't make that good character, that is actually part of bad character. A good character is one, is at the time when he's supposed to be getting angry, he gets angry. At the time when he's supposed to be happy, he's happy. At the time when he's supposed to be smiling, he's smiling. In other words, he got a complete balance. What Shariat wants of him, that is what this person is displaying. That is what this person is demonstrating. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such also, that good character has got a magnetic force, a very, very strong magnetic force. It attracts people towards Islam when they see the character of Muslims. They see the character of the people that they are interacting with. They also get attracted that these people actually have got so much to offer, so much to offer humanity. Then they also get interested in Islam. So this good character is something that we have to display. Very often they don't see our salah, they don't see our fasting, they don't see our hajj, they don't see our umrah. One thing that they do see of us is our character, the way we display our character. Somebody is turning, we give them a way to go. Somebody greets us, if it's a man, obviously not a lady, we smile and we greet back. We are kind, we are courteous, we are charitable, we help. So then these people also get attracted towards Islam. There is an incident of Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari Rahmatullah Ali. He was a very pious person. He had a neighbor who was a fire worshipper, neighbor that was staying above him. So not on his level, but one above him. And he had a leak in his toilet. Above him had a leak. And because of that, the water was dripping continuously from the toilet. It was dripping into the home of Sahal bin Abdullah, Rahmatullah Ali. So anyway, what he did was, he didn't complain. He didn't make it an issue. he took a certain, like a dish, and he left it there, a container, and he left it. And at night, he would go and empty it, all that dirt and that filth that would collect, he would take it, and he would go and empty it somewhere where nobody could see, and come back. Every day he did this. Why? He didn't want to complain unnecessarily and trouble his neighbor. Although we would consider that as a necessary complaint. He said, I don't want to disturb him, I don't want to give him, I will do this. Whatever mess is coming, never mind, I'll collect it. Nobody must know. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what you call good character. Now when it came towards the end of his life, he was worried that my family mustn't show this person bad character. My family mustn't show this person bad character. So therefore he called for him and he told him, I just want to show you something. And he showed him this leak in the roof and all that filth that is falling. So he asked him, did you mean all this while this leak was there and you didn't tell me about it and you quietly removed it and you did this? So Sahal bin Abdullah told him, the only reason why I'm telling you now is I'm worried that somebody after me may not have that same patience that I had and they may start fighting with you. So because of that, I'm worried about that. That is the only reason I'm telling you about it. So maybe it'll be good if you can fix it. So immediately he recites Kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Immediately he is so affected by the akhlaq of him, pious person. So therefore it shows that even the piety of a pious person sometimes doesn't affect the non-Muslim. When he sees our good akhlaq and our good character, they are also attracted towards Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this good character in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.